During Tropical Storm Irene, 14 miles of Metro North's Port Jervis line were washed away, one of the biggest washouts for any transit system in modern history. The cash-strapped MTA is shelling out $50 million to repair the line. Scientists say that kind of destruction is what our transit system faces as climate change effects take hold. And now government officials are recommending transit agencies prepare for more intense storms, flooding, rainfall, and heat. That could cost a great deal, the authorities say, but not as much as doing nothing. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports.
On the Sunday after Tropical Storm Irene blasted the five boroughs, the sun came out and the city exhaled. Jay Walder, then the MTA chief, had shut down the subway system for the first time in history. He exhaled, too.
The worst fear we had, which was that the under-river tunnels on the East River would flood with salt water, were not realized. We certainly dodged something there.
But about 35 miles north, the MTA wasn't so lucky.
In over 28 and a half years, I have not ever seen anything to this magnitude on any of our lines.
Fred Chittister manages the Port Jervis line for Metro North.
And the type of damage that was done is just unthinkable.
14 miles of the 90-mile line had been washed out by a raging Ramapo River. Tracks were twisted as easily as sticks of chewing gum, mangled into undulating waves.
Both tracks were hanging in the air, and the whole area underneath them for about 15 feet in depth were just totally washed out.
Ramsey Main Street, last two cars, 1-4.
Port Jervis carries about 2,600 passengers a day. That's a tiny ridership compared to the 5.2 million who ride the subway. But for the 2,600, it's been maddening, forcing time-consuming switches from the train to the bus. Jen Weisenberg moved here right before Irene. She says her commute is now almost 3 hours each way.
Oh, yeah, I was hysterical crying like the first month I moved here. I was cursing my boyfriend out every single day.
It's not just an inconvenience. Fixing the tracks is costing the MTA $50 million. Adding to the costs, special ballasts and drainage pipes that can handle large amounts of water. The MTA has no choice, Chittister says, but to rebuild the track so they can better withstand more massive downpours like Irene and Lee.
This is our 100-year storm seem to be happening every 3 years now.
The Federal Transit Administration says all that water, all those frequent, intense storms, will only become more frequent and more intense. Last August, as the water-drenched clouds of Irene were gathering, the FTA issued a hefty report that begins, "Climate change impacts are occurring and will increase in the future."
And to not address it would be a naive response to the fact that there's millions of dollars on the ground.
Therese McMillan is deputy FTA administrator. She says adapting to climate change is no longer a choice for transit agencies.
So whatever arguments folks want to have about the sources of the impacts, we're seeing impacts.
The MTA has already made some changes. Projal Dutta was hired by the authority 5 years ago to make its operations greener. But he soon found himself doing something else, analyzing the system's vulnerabilities to flooding, heat, and other effects of climate change, and adapting. We're standing by a subway vent in Lower Manhattan.
He's essentially, made most famous by Marilyn Monroe.
Thousands of them, mostly built at sidewalk level. When storm waters flood city streets, that water can pour down into the subways.
But with climate change and frequent flooding events and ever higher water marks, their old levels were just not enough.
The MTA has taken the vents in the most vulnerable areas and raised them by about 6 inches. The floodwaters flow around them, not into the subways. And the authority's making other changes, including getting ready to add air conditioning on the platforms on its new subway lines to handle extreme heat. That's money, Dutta says, that could otherwise be spent on expanding service.
If there were more public transportation, there would be less greenhouse gas emissions. It is ironical, therefore, that in order to fight this greenhouse gas problem, resources have to be diverted from the regular running of a system. That's a real tragedy.
But not nearly as tragic as seeing the entire system shut down. In its report, the FTA says transit agencies should assume that sea levels will rise 4 feet by the end of the century. Columbia University scientist Klaus Jacob has worked with the MTA. He put together a model. Combine 4 feet of sea level rise with an intense storm. The result? The subway system would flood in 40 minutes.
That was really a shock because the consequences are horrendous.
The city economy puts out $4 billion a day, Jacob says. If the subway stops, so does the economy. When Jacob took his results to the MTA, he asked how long it would take to restore a flooded subway to a degree of functionality.
And there was a big silence in the room because the system is so old.
You can't just buy sensitive signal equipment off the shelf, Jacob says.
Many of the items that would be damaged by the intrusion of the salt water into the system could not recover quickly.
Just to get the water out, Jacob says, could take 100 pumps. The MTA has two. Then there are all the electronic parts down in the tunnels.
So you have to take them apart. You have to clean them from salt. You have to dry them, reassemble them, test them, and cross your fingers that they work.
Jacob says that because the tide was so high during Irene, the city came within a foot of that happening.
If it would have been not 3.6 feet of a storm surge, but 4.6 feet, we would have been in deep trouble.
That's why the MTA shut down the subway system, moved trains to higher ground, and used sandbags to protect vulnerable assets. But Jacob says sandbags aren't an adequate response. He says the MTA may have to spend billions to make the system truly floodproof.
There will be a bitter awakening what climate change really will cost.
Do you remember what Jay Walder said as Irene passed? Listen again.
The worst fear we had, which was that the under river tunnels on the East River would flood with salt water, were not realized. We certainly dodged something there.
This time, that $50 million repair of the Port Jervis line, the tracks are slated to be fixed by month's end. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.